This is Inspiration 107.9 FM, station for the nation. Great morning is extended to you and yours. Hope you have yourself a great day. It's a wonderful day to be in the presence of the Lord. And of course, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's about that time, ladies and gentlemen, we get set for our morning prayer time. I want to remind you this morning that the Bible admonishes us that men are to always pray and indeed faint not. As the psalmist said, I pray for you, you pray for me, and we'll watch God change things. Remember this morning that if your morning, afternoon, or evening is hemmed in prayer, it is less likely to unravel. Prayer is the oxygen for life. When is the last time you took a breath? Joining us on the line this morning is none other than Minister Sabrina Martin, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from the Pilgrim Baptist Temple, and she's coming now to pray for the nation. Great morning, Minister.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you, Minister Cashigan. Good morning to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We take it a pleasure when we can send out the praises and the prayers for our country to our God. And so, Father God, we come this morning in no other name but the name of Jesus the Christ. Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise for the uprising of another day, God. We thank you for allowing us to lie down last night, and we are fully clothed in our right minds this morning. And so we come with a praise on our lips. We bless you for who you are, for there is no God like you. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And so this morning, Father God, as we, the Commonwealth of Bahamas people, we come before your presence, God, in this year of 50 years to celebrate a nation under God. Father, we thank you, God, that you have given us this country called the Bahama Land. And so we pray right now, Father God, for those in authority over our land. We bring the government. We bring the lawmakers of our land. God, we bring the people of this country. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless us spiritually, mentally, and physically. We pray, God, that we would serve this country effectively. Now, Father God, we pray that you will always be our God. There is none like you. We have no other God but you. And so we pray now, God, for this country as we move forward, God. We pray that you continue to lead us and guide us. For you said, if you lead this army, we will outshine the sun. And so, Father God, as we recognize the freedom that comes through you, God, we pray now, God, that you give us the vision and the vision and the wisdom of truth, God, that we will be doing justice for our people, God. We pray in the name of Jesus for the spirit of unity to rest among us, God. We know, God, that your word in Psalm 33 and 12 says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord and the people whom he has chosen for his inheritance. And so, Father God, we continue, God, in you, God, because we are blessed. We are the happy people. Why? Because you have already chosen us. And so we thank you, God, for looking down upon us. We ask that you continue to bless the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and make the wealth more common in our land. From Grand Bahama and Bimini, oh God, to McGowan and Nago in the South, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over the airways, over the seaways, on land. Father God, we pray for the presence of your Holy Spirit, God, that it will move over this country as never before. We pull down every stronghold that the enemy would send after us, and we send it back to the sender's breast. Father, we thank you now, God, for the visionaries of these prayer mornings. God, we thank you, God, for the opportunities. As I lift up those who went before on last week, God, I bring Minister Hinsey before you. I bring Minister Lanchester Roll. I bring Reverend Joe Johnson. I bring Minister Matthew. God, I bring myself. God, as we stand in the gap for this country, I ask now, God, that you stand in the gap for us. You advocate on our behalf. God, we thank you this morning for all the prayers that go up day by day for this country. God, we plead your blood over this land. And even now, God, I bring the one God that sits in the seat at ZNS. God, I bring Minister Cashigan Jamal before you right now. I lift him up, God, and I pray that you continue to give him the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that as he do a work, God, it's unto you, Father God, and you will reward him. And so we thank you now, God, for the blessings that you will have over that station. We plead the blood of Jesus over its entire staff. God, we cover this country right Your will is done in our land. Father, we thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do for this country. We ask your blessings. And who you bless, no man can curse. And who you curse, no man can bless. And so we thank you now, God, for every opportunity, every door that will be open for this country. We pray that you will boost our economy in the name of Jesus. God, we give you a post-dated praise for all your blessings you have upon us this day. For thine is the kingdom, your power, and your glory forever and forever. Amen.
Amen and amen. We thank you so much, Minister, for praying for the nation this morning.
My pleasure, sir. God bless you and have a good day.
God bless you as well, ladies and gentlemen. Minister Sabrina Martin on the line this morning, praying for the nation all the way from the Pilgrim Baptist Temple. Make sure you keep it exactly the way of God. And much more is on the way. This was another edition of your morning prayer time.